In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, we meet in our life often enough things, and we say this is a coincidence. We don't recognize a certain rule behind this event has happened in my life. And we say, oh, it's coincidence, there is no rule behind. That's life. But I heard also a wise word of a man, and he said, coincidence, this is the language of God. Nothing is coincident. Nothing has just happened for no sense. Behind that, God is always controlling all. Also by events are happening according to the logic of coincidence. Nahoda. And also we can now ask the question. Now we are in the week after Christmas. And that's a good question. Okay, we had Christmas, but in the octave of Christmas, there we have then other feasts. Is this a coincidence or not? For instance, immediately after the Holy Christmas Day, we do celebrate the feast of the Saint Stephen, the arch-martyr. Why has the Church decided to celebrate on the 26th of December a martyr? Does it make sense? Is there something behind? And let us follow that coincidence is decision of God. This is the way how He is trying to tell us also a certain lecture. What have we celebrated on the Holy Christmas Day? Joy, light, wonderful. The sweet baby Jesus was born. The Almighty God who has become incarnated in a little helpless child has come in this world. Mid in the winter, is there a sense, but the Church has decided to celebrate Christmas on the most dark period of time in the year. It does make sense. Now the eternal light has arrived. God has been born in Jesus Christ in this world. And now the darkness of the sin will disappear more and more. Because Jesus' child is growing and giving more and more light into the human race, for all of us. And the angels were singing, glory be to the God and peace to all people of goodwill. Great, wonderful, with the shepherds together, we are walking spiritually to the crypt of Jesus Christ, and we have kneeled down and expressed our gratitude, our deep joy. Finally, that Messiah has been promised by the prophets and by the fathers all the centuries before, has finally been born in this world. Now the situation, the history of this world will change. And that's true. And we were celebrating with our families then at home, eating and singing and wonderful. Christmas is one of the most wonderful feasts of our holy faith. That's great, that's wonderful. But then again, is it a coincidence or not? But I think the Church does want to tell us something too. Next day, the second day of Christmas, we are confronted with the martyrdom of Saint Stephen. How he has been killed. But why for? He has just confessed. He understood that Jesus is the Savior. and he has just confessed. And this joy that the truth has come in this world, for those people, for certain people, it was not enough. And among the Jews, the high priests and the Pharisees, there were presumably also people they didn't understand exactly the words of Jesus. But we have a very strong suspicion that there were also people they did sufficiently understand. They did understand, and they have blocked themselves. They didn't want to allow that God is illuminating their mind. They didn't want to become convert. The stubbornness of them is extreme, was extreme. And this is also a fact or a situation we are confronted with. We, disciples of Jesus Christ, who we want to be, we follow Jesus Christ. We try to follow the commandments of God. We try to open our heart by true love for God. And we want to share our love to God, to our neighbors, to our brothers and sisters around us. Yes. But then we meet all the people, they are hating God. That's shocking to realize, but it seems to be true. This is also a part of our reality. There are people are evil. Obviously, I am careful, but obviously they are. They do sufficiently understand in order to follow, to continue, to search, to pray, to ask, but they don't want. And how many leaders in the world are creating so many evil for human beings, for us people? For their people and their countries, all the wars, all the disasters, the moral descent in the present time, they do exactly no. They do harm people, but they want to do it because they want to replace God from his throne. They want to destroy the creation in order to say, we are more clever than you, God. You have created it, but we want to establish our rules. And this is shocking for us. We must not be naive, thinking, there are people, they do just not know sufficiently the truth. When I explain them, they will understand. Yes, there are sufficient people being like described, but there are also people, and we must not be shocked, they have consciously persecuted Jesus Christ. Then we have, again, two more days later, on the Feast of the Innocent Children, on the 28th of December, yesterday. How can we understand how deep Herodes and his followers have come down morally? They killed innocent children. And we see in this world, look here, look there, on different places in the world, the innocent children are killed. And the worst place, the most dangerous place for children is the womb of their mothers. Abortion, that's such a scandal. We are ashamed. I feel sometimes ashamed that I'm a human being, because human beings are ready to do this, to kill the most innocent. But we must know Jesus Christ is through his church instructing us to give up the wrong naivety. See the reality. There are people are consciously killing people. Not because they have done something against them, but only because of of joy, of happiness, of fun, as they say. But there are many other places how they kill, and this is horrible. And the moral descent, what our youth is learning today in schools and in the political organizations, this often enough a disaster. But this is also reality. They do not only persecute the Christians, the Catholics, the true faith, the true liturgy, but they do consciously persecute everyone who has a sane mind and has a sane view into the future, wants the best, because they want to destroy and they want to replace God finally. It's shocking, but that's truth too. And then we are also confronted today on the feast of St. Thomas Morus, we are confronted with another source of persecution in the church. The own brothers and sisters in the church. Thomas Becket. He was not persecuted by the Arabs, by the Muslims, by the Jews, by the pagans. No, he was persecuted by Catholics. Even not by Protestants, but by Catholics. And they were all traditional Catholics in those times. Why? Because he was sincere. And his king was against him. He was a sinful man, and he couldn't tolerate that there is an innocent person on his side. That's a horrible mystery. We are sometimes confronted in our lives too. We meet people, they cannot tolerate that the others are fulfilling God's commandments. They do not fall in horrible sins like they are, as they are. And only because they are good children of God, the others do hate them and do persecute them. That's the situation. It was also the situation of Thomas Becket. He has understood, he has changed his mind, but his king not. And then he tried to bring him under the control, and Thomas Becket said, God put me on this office, I'm now the bishop, the primus Anglia, and I have to follow church teaching and God's commandments. He is my emperor, not you, the king. You too. I am obedient to you. But as long as you not contradict to the higher law, the eternal law of God. And he was persecuted. And finally he was murdered. And it's interesting, the other colleagues in the episcopacy, they have also persecuted him. They were weak. They did accept because of weakness, of evil mentality. I don't know. But they accepted the new decisions of the emperor, Henry, the king, and they didn't support and didn't defend Thomas Becket. And here we see what with we can also be confronted in our lives. Don't be shocked too much. When people seems to be your brothers and sisters, do tell you wonderful words of support, but at certain situations they show the true face. They are not good. And sometimes when we are first time confronted with this, we are shocked and we say, Jesus, how can it be? I was thinking this is a good guy, but then I see, oh, it is not a good guy. The calumnies, lies, envy, and whatever. What I want to say, this is the lecture the church is presenting us, saying, You become children of God. You became Christians. You are disciples of Christ. Enjoy this. Be grateful for that. God has called you and follow the voice of our divine shepherd, Jesus Christ. Follow him and you will find the life, the true life. And the grace will console you, will lead you, and so on. But be aware, there can be problems, and you will meet problems. You will meet sometimes even wolves in the fell of sheep. This is unfortunately also the reality. The church is telling us, be aware, be careful, but more, be concentrated on the truth of Jesus Christ. And then we have by now missed another feast has been this week of St. John the Apostle and Evangelist. St. John is among all evangelists and apostles the eagle. He's combined with the eagle. The eagle is flying. And this is great. And so our soul, independent of all the worries, problems, difficulties, crosses, and other very unpleasant things, nevertheless, not lose the true view to God, to Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who has spread his blood for our salvation. And as St. John the Apostle, when we are focused, our internal eye, our internal senses are focused on the Lamb of God, then we will persevere. Then we will survive all the exams, all the proofs, all the difficulties and crosses. And we will be, in some regards, vaccinated spiritually, mentally. We will be stronger. The grace of Jesus Christ will enable us to persevere among all these difficulties and sad events, occasions in our life. Nevertheless, we will be positively, we will have a positive view. Just few days ago, I have heard I asked with regard to a certain priest, traditional Catholic priest, who is suffering much, but somebody told me, unfortunately, he did allow to be occupied too much by the troubles of the present time. They are trying to control us, you know, all the news we hear from one Telegram channel, from another Telegram channel, and we read and we say, we lose the hope and confidence in the future. And he was, as a good faithful told me, he was not happy to tell this. He said he had not enough positive perspective in his life. And if it's true, I don't know, is it true or not? But I know we are all tempted among all the negative news in this world to lose the confidence, the perspective, the view into the future. No, Jesus is our future. Do never forget. And Jesus is finally stronger. And he is the commander-in-chief of the history. And many people were thinking they are very clever. They have all money. They have all power in the hand. Have in the entire history of human beings tried to dictate their will. But God has decided different way. God has always ways to destroy the evil in this world. And this has to be also a part of our faith. God will destroy, but what is expected from us? The faithfulness. Clear mind, analyzing objectively the situation, seeing the dangers, trying to avoid the dangers, but at the same time, do never lose the confidence. The confidence and the faithfulness, God will win. And the Immaculate Heart of Mary will win, and she will destroy the head of the serpent, as it is promised in the book of Genesis already. Soon after description of the sinfall, we hear the hope of salvation, for salvation in future. And now when we celebrate the sacrifice of the Holy Mass, this is the place where we do devote our heart, our mind to Him. We do participate on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and we try to be reborn spiritually again. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we will be cleaned, and we will be given hope and perspective, because God Himself will again come into our soul through the Holy Sacrament. And we have again Christmas. And we have again Christmas. Enjoy. Glory be to the God in heaven, and peace all people of good will on earth. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.